yourself and from this coaching staff going through these OTAs?
Just getting back out there. I mean, I haven't taken a rep in a while, so it's going out there, commanding the huddle, getting in and out with enough time to run a play, and just trying to execute the offense.
Like riding a bike?
I wouldn't say riding a bike. It's a little different, but yeah.
Compared to a year ago, I would say just your grasp of the offense. As you see here today, those days maybe were a year ago at the same time.
Oh, 9 day. I mean, last year trying to remember formations just off the play call and stuff like that. I'm still struggling to learn. I mean, this offense takes a couple years to master. And to this year, we're now, they call play, and I can spit out the formation pretty well and starting to help out.
What's your goal for, personal goal for this season?
Just getting better, getting back out there. I mean, it's been a while, and so, going against the defense, if you don't do it for 2 years, I mean, it's out there, it's pretty fast, everything's moving, you're trying to kind of slow things down and just kind of get focused.
Can you improve as a quarterback without playing a game?
You can take mental reps. You can sit there and say, oh, I'll throw here, I'll throw there. But when you got 5-6 guys rushing at you, it's a little different.
What do you learn over the past couple of years from watching Chase and pushing Alex that you can take into this season's year and kind of do the same thing when you're
pushing? Just how to handle everything. I mean, Chase was a professional at it. I mean, he came in and pushed Alex every day and also kind of taught us how to do it. So Chase was a big help with us, learning the offense, asking us questions. Kind of testing us, and so, I mean, he helped out tremendously.
Alex talked about that the offensive personnel being locked in, having their heads down, being ready to go for this offseason preparation. In what ways did you see that today, that the offensive guys are ready to go?
There wasn't a lot of mental mistakes. I mean, guys are prepared. They're going out there. We're executing pretty well. I mean, it's still going to be a little rusty. It was our first time going against a defense, but I think we went out today and executed pretty well.
Coach, for right now, you are the number two. When did you find out that you would open OTAs as number two?
Last week, I think. But, I mean, nothing's locked in. We still have a while to go before preseason, and so I got to come in every day and compete.
How much does that change or alter how you prepare for practices, knowing that you are probably the number two guy for right now?
I mean, number two, three, or four, you're still going to prepare like you're the number two guy. I mean, as they say, you're always one snap away, so you just want to be ready at all times.
How frustrating has the last couple of years been for you? The summer of 2014.
So rookie year, yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time you're talking to us. But, as you look at how your career has progressed, how frustrating was that for you?
I mean, it's always frustrating when you get injured. You just got to be patient. You look at something like Aaron Rodgers had to sit behind Favre for a while, and he finally is coming in and starting and shining. You just got to wait and learn.